I wouldn't call it a faux pas, however. I would call it an absolute disgrace and a trampling on South Africa's constitution. South Africa is a constitutional democracy that believes in the rule of law and equal and fair treatment before the law. So when we are signatories to the Rome Statute and we have legislation in South Africa which says that we will abide by the rulings and the decisions of the International Criminal Court, then we are bound by that law to implement the arrest warrants of the International Criminal Court, whether we agree with them or not. That is the nature of the law. That is the nature of the court. So to allow Omar al-Bashir, who is a murderer and a dictator and a thug, to escape South Africa without being arrested and quite possibly with the assistance of the South African government is an absolute disgrace. And it actually puts South Africa in something of a constitutional crisis, because when the government can simply ignore an order of a court, then why should they listen to any court or any legislation or any law? So this is a very, very serious matter. And as the Democratic Alliance, we have called for accountability on this matter. We want the government to explain how it is that Mr. Bashir was let out of the country without being arrested, and how it is that the government can simply ignore an order of the court. And that is why we called for an urgent debate in Parliament on the issue. And we're very pleased that we have been granted that debate. And that debate is happening next week, Tuesday. And so we look forward to it because it gives us the opportunity to put some very, very difficult questions to the government and to get the answers. But that will not be the end of this issue. There's lots of explaining that has to be done.
Which government official will be present on Tuesday? Because we understand that President Zuma's presence in Parliament was disrupted by an opposition group, the EFCC. Do you think he will come again based on what transpired, or another government official will be in attendance for some of these questions to be raised?
The president does not have a very good track record of accounting for anything. And so I don't think that the president himself will come and account. The president's modus operandi is to avoid any tough questions on any controversial issue which puts him in a bad light. So I expect that the deputy president will come to account in that debate, or perhaps the Minister of Home Affairs. Remember, the Minister of Home Affairs is responsible for all of South Africa's borders. And so actually he was the minister responsible for ensuring that the court order was adhered to. And when the court order was not adhered to, it's ultimately him that must explain why his customs officials at the South African border post let Mr. Bashir out of the country.
We understand that South Africa has an agreement with the African Union before it hosted the recent African Union summit, ensure that immunity of all heads of state and government is guaranteed. And thereby, the political agreement overshadowed the domestic issue or the obligation of the South Africa to the International Criminal Court as a state party. What do you say to supporters of the ANC who say that they have to respect the obligation of the African Union heads of state and government?
No. The agreement reached at the African Union was illegal, and therefore completely illegitimate. South Africa is a signatory to the Rome Statute, and we have domestic legislation called the International Criminal Court Act, which binds us to the decisions and the jurisdiction of the International Criminal Court. So to reach a decision at the African Union, which was a political decision, has no legal standing or legitimacy. The government should never have offered that guarantee. It was not entitled to offer that guarantee, and in fact, it was illegal to offer that guarantee. And so that political agreement has no standing.
So what's next for the Democratic Alliance on the subject?
Well, what's next is the debate in Parliament next week, Tuesday. But it certainly doesn't end there. There's many, many months of investigation and explanation that the government will have to do to get out of this one. And so the DA will be driving it all the way and making sure that every single aspect of this very, very serious scandal is followed up with.